Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. You've probably seen pictures comparing famous places before and after the start of the pandemic. Skies that were once smoggy and gray are now clear and blue. That made us wonder, how is COVID-19 affecting our air quality? We had Andrea Grossman and Lucy Jones from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Andrea and Lucy.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
So, how is COVID-19 affecting our air?
Well, to get a better idea of the effects of the pandemic on air pollution, we talked to Isha Chawla, a senior at Brown University and a member of our Possibly team. She's currently at home in Mumbai, India.
Isha says she's already noticed some significant changes since her last trip home in December.
The skies were kind of like grayish and, you know, you couldn't see super far. And now if you look outside, like you can see all the way across the bay.
Okay, so visually something is changing. But what are scientists seeing when they analyze the quality of our air?
Well, here in Rhode Island, the Department of Environmental Management has air monitoring sensors all over the state.
They measure pollutants like particulate matter, which is just a fancy way of saying tiny dust particles that get into your lungs.
These dust particles come from a lot of places, but they're often kicked up by construction and other industries.
The state also monitors gases in the air like sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, ozone, and carbon monoxide, which come from burning fossil fuels.
Why do states collect this information?
Well, air quality has a huge effect on our health. The EPA estimates that 200,000 Americans die each year from diseases caused by air pollution.
So are these monitoring stations noticing a decrease in air pollutants?
To find out, we spoke with Professor Meredith Hastings, an atmospheric scientist at the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society.
Meredith says compared to what you typically see at this time of year, there's already been a big drop in the levels of air pollution.
There's about a 30 to 40% decrease just since over the last month in pollutants compared to the previous five-year average for this time of year.
These decreases are happening in cities across the world.
Is this just because people are driving less?
Yeah, the decrease in travel has played a significant role. But air pollutants are also decreasing because industries aren't operating at full capacity.
Despite the serious health effects of air pollution, we don't usually talk that much about air quality here in the U.S. But Meredith says right now, it's hard to ignore.
You know, we're talking about it right now because there's such a market change that's visible and noticeable to people. And we've never had anything, you know, like this, right? We've never had reduction in our emissions so quickly to be able to actually experiment with that directly.
So if air quality is improving, does that mean we're chipping away at the effects of climate change too?
In the short term, yeah. Greenhouse gas emissions are falling. But unfortunately, climate change is a long-term problem.
Unless we permanently change how we fuel our society, a few months drop in air pollution won't create a long-term fix.
What the pandemic has done is given us a before and after snapshot. It's shown us what happens when we significantly cut emissions and how much cleaner our air could be.
And Meredith says COVID-19 might give us a new reason to tighten our air quality standards.
This could mean legislation that completely changes our definition of acceptable levels of pollutants in the air, a potential win for our immediate and long-term health.
Great! Thanks, Andrea and Lucy. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.